RTE Brainstorm. Why micro-retirement has become a new workplace trend for Gen Z and millennials. By Maeve Toohey from the University of Limerick. The workplace is not immune to the emergence of new trends. The past year alone can attest to this, especially when one considers the discourse surrounding quiet quitting and coffee badging. In 2025, the concept of micro-retirement has emerged and is gaining traction, with increasing numbers of workers embracing it, particularly among Gen Z and millennials. A micro-retirement occurs when an employee decides to take time off work, whether for a few months or a year. This, of course, is not a wholly new concept. Many of us may already be familiar with the idea of taking a sabbatical or a career break. The term sabbatical is derived from the Sabbath year originating from the book of Leviticus, where it was instructed that the land must be left fallow every seventh year to allow it to recover and regenerate, thereby enabling new growth for future years. A micro-retirement is based on the same principle, allowing individuals the opportunity for renewed growth and essentially a chance to recharge. Although there is no empirical evidence to date, it does appear more workers are availing of micro-retirement. This raises the question of what is driving this trend. While several factors may contribute to it, one of the main drivers is the desire to achieve a better work-life balance. A 2022 Gallup report indicated that 65% of Gen Z and millennials place greater importance on work-life balance and personal well-being, and are unwilling to sacrifice their work-life balance for their career. The significance placed on an individual's work-life balance over factors such as financial gain and career progression is reflected in research we've undertaken at the Kemi Business School's Work Futures Lab. When asked about career advancement and ascending the leadership ranks, over 550 future leaders said the primary deterrent in stepping up to lead is the negative impact on their work-life balance. There is a consensus that to be effective and successful in senior roles, it requires long hours, and many are not prepared to sacrifice their work-life balance for this. The phrase, "is the juice worth the squeeze," sums up the trade-off between advancing in the organisation and maintaining a happy work-life balance. In essence, moving up is not worth it, nor is the personal cost it can extort on the individual. The potential for negative impacts on well-being, such as burnout, can be attributed to the business environment in which many individuals operate. The changing landscape of today's business world presents unprecedented challenges for all. For example, climate change, political instability, multi-generational workforce, and digital transformation makes this operating space a very challenging one. Specifically, modern technologies have propelled organizations towards a more technology-driven work environment. Undoubtedly, technology and digitalization are beneficial as they increase productivity. However, they come with a significant personal cost in that technology perpetuates the always-on culture, thus in many cases adding to an already intense workload. As a result, work is becoming increasingly complex, demanding, pressurized, and ultimately unsustainable. As pressure intensifies, so too does the potential for burnout. Ireland ranked among the highest countries in Europe for employee burnout in 2022. It is little wonder then that many individuals are self-selecting out of work, albeit temporarily, through micro-retirement. From the organisation's perspective, losing personnel to micro-retirement can pose significant challenges. If this trend escalates and continues, it may negatively impact organisations' ability to operate. What, if anything, can the company do to counter this? Essentially, the crux of the issue lies with work-life balance. It must be acknowledged that organisations have made significant strides in promoting and implementing work-life balance policies by introducing flexible working practices and family-friendly policies. However, it seems work-life balance is a double-edged sword regarding career progression. Advancing one's career or climbing the ladder appears to diminish one's ability to maintain a positive work-life balance. All roles will have peaks and troughs in terms of intensity and workload. Nonetheless, reasonable work practices and behaviours should be encouraged. Creating an organisation that prioritises employees' well-being is essential for fostering a positive work environment. Therefore, it is crucial for the organisation, particularly for senior leaders, to model a healthy work-life balance. signalling that it is possible to achieve both a successful career and a positive work-life balance. It seems clear that employees' expectations in terms of their working life has changed. It is also clear that organisations' expectations in terms of future-proofing their business have changed in that many organisations are looking at adopting a twin transition approach by embracing digitisation and sustainability. But perhaps the time has come for organisations to look at adopting a triple transition approach, one that embraces digitisation, sustainability, and a better work-life balance. Discover more at rte.ie/brainstorm. RTE Brainstorm is produced by RTE in conjunction with UCC, University of Limerick, Maynooth University, DCU, TU Dublin, Research Ireland, and Chagask.